January 2nd, New Year's resolutions were evident at Oakland's Lake Merritt. People were out walking, jogging, riding their bikes. This is the year they're going to lose those 20, well, maybe 30 pounds. This is the year they're going to get back into shape. From the lake, Oakland showed itself off, as usual. The graceful rolling hills, the distinctive architecture of grand old apartment buildings, the migrating birds that visit the lake in the winter. The diversity of the human population, so comfortable with each other they don't even notice their differences. The scene gave me an idea. What if cities could make New Year's resolutions? What would Oakland's resolutions be? Number one, to build on the recent openings of three trendy grocery stores and open more stores, to stop residents from having to go to surrounding cities to shop, giving those towns all that sales tax revenue. To take that additional revenue and hire more police officers. The city needs more cops. The department is well below the full force level, and even that is smaller than what cities Oakland size have. With more police, the department can implement community policing and policies that improve relations with the residents. Resolution number three, to start believing in itself. A couple of recent news articles have called Oakland the new hip location. A growing gallery scene near downtown has attracted attention. Of course, Oakland has a rich cultural tradition, from the blues to dance to hip-hop to spoken word. Oakland should start recognizing its strengths and stop believing the distorted image presented by the media. Number four, the Golden State Warriors should claim their hometown and rename the team the Oakland Warriors, especially now the team is fun to watch. And the city's last resolution, to stop electing celebrities as mayors. Just because everyone knows the person's name, a la Jerry Brown and Ron Dellums, doesn't mean the person will provide the leadership the city needs. Oakland is not a stepping stone to another political position or a social experiment to round out a career in public office. It's a vibrant, challenging, complex city in need of leadership. I wonder if a city would have any better luck sticking to its resolutions than the rest of us do. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.